world about a safety net. And I'm wearing black demo on the southern loss of innocence. And that's all right because it hides the dirt and hides the wine. They said no regrets, cause you're my sunset, fiery red, forever fearless, and in your arms a warm horizon. Don't look back, let's ride away, let's ride away.
Thank you. All right, you guys. So that one was Zinnias by Claro. And this is Indie Trash on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is my first show in a while. I'm excited to be back. You could probably tell. And that's all I'm going to say on that if you were listening for the previous, 5 minutes. No comment. I'm glad that I got my computer to work. I guess I lied when I said that's all I'm going to say on that. I said a little bit more. My computer wasn't working, and now it's working. So we're going to get the planned playlist today, guys. This is exciting stuff. I put a lot of effort into this one because I'm so excited to be back. So if you don't know, Indie Trash is the show that I've had for a little while. Haven't introduced myself yet. My name's Alicia, DJ AC, if you will. I guess Indie Trash is kind of a funny name for a radio show. I mean, lots of people on WMFO have wonderful names for their shows, but this one kind of, I don't know. I like to think that it stems back from an inside joke from me and one of my friends from high school. Somehow we got to she was describing my music taste, and she said it was something that you would hear at an Urban Outfitters. I was like, ooh, that's mean. And then she said my music taste is indie trash. I was like, oh, that's even worse, but that's kind of funny. So now this is my show, Indie Trash. In high school, I was also lucky enough to have a radio show with one of my best friends, Annabelle. We also called it Indie Trash. And we had lots of fun there. So when I need to make a show name for my solo show on WMFO, I decided to stick with the basics, go back to Indie Trash. So we're going to do a classic Indie Trash song all the way back from high school. I'll tell you the story about why I like this one so much once you hear it. But this is Once in a Lifetime by Talking Heads. Joy.
Yourself.
Welcome back. So that one was Once in a Lifetime by Talking Heads. And I promised a story for that one. I remember when my friend and co-DJ and I were doing our show in high school, we had to have like what they called proctors in the station to make sure, you know, we didn't break any FCC guidelines. It was like a paid position. So one time, someone that we kind of knew was there monitoring our show, and we played that song on our way out. And you know, we walk out of the station, and he's there, and he's like, "What is that song? What was he saying? It was so bad." And I was so shocked and appalled that someone would say that the Talking Heads is bad music. I think about that to this day. I don't understand why he said that. Still hurts a little bit. I can't even lie to you. All right, so the next two songs are a few that are not new, but they are new to me. So over the summer, I got really into like Spotify pre-made mixes, like the ones that they have, you know, the fancy AI make for you. So I would put on my 60s mix, and I loved starting my day that way. It was amazing. So the first one we have is All I Can Do by The Carpenters, and then Happier Than the Morning Sun by Stevie Wonder. But before I go into those, whoever called me, call me back. I pressed the wrong button. It's totally on me. Call me back. I'd love to have a conversation. See what you have to say. All right. Here's All I Can Do by The Carpenters. Enjoy.
That's what you told me. If I gave you a chance to come inside my life, I am happier than the morning sun. And that's the way it will always be. Ever since the day you came inside my life.
You guys, welcome back. So that one was Happier Than the Morning Sun by Stevie Wonder, and before that we had All I Can Do by Carpenters. Yeah, I remember being in Asheville. I went there for about a week over the summer, and I played that Carpenters one for my dad. He's a big fan of them, and he's like, I've never heard this song before. And I felt very proud of myself to have introduced my dad to a new song. He's always listening to everything, introducing me to music. So that was exciting, an exciting moment for me. So next up, I have a few songs I've been listening to over the summer. But first, we actually have a song that's been suggested by a listener, the one who I said called in. I didn't know how to pick up the phone. He called in again, and I did know how to pick up the phone. So I was going to play it at the end, but then I took a quick listen, and I think it would actually fit the vibe of the show very well. So, this one is called Dizzy, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
You got me swinging. I got this love.
So that one was Sympathy by Declan McKenna. It's one of his new songs. He is coming out with an album, I want to say in like January of next year. Normally I would want to have like the exact date ready to go, but since it's a long ways away, I feel comfortable just saying sometime in January. Before we go into our next song, I have some numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. Some numbers to think about. So that was a message in the public interest form, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. We always like that, a nice short PSA. Now we can get back to the music, now that we have some numbers to think about. So, I was mentioning earlier that I was really into, it was like Spotify pre-made playlists, and Spotify recently came out with a new feature called Daylists. That one's hard for me to say. And it basically, like, it makes playlists that are based on like what you normally listen to at a certain time of day. You know, they have like morning, like early morning, afternoon, evening, night, late night. They have music for all of the time, and they all have these really silly names. They're not silly names. They are what Spotify deems like subgenres, but some of them I don't think are subgenres. Like, listen to this one. So, one that I got this morning was Escape Room Futuristic Wednesday Morning. I don't really know what, like, escape room vibe is. You know what I'm saying? But, like, the music on the playlist is really good. Like, I saw it pop up and I was like, no way. This is so silly. And I listened to it and I was like, oh, man. It has some nice, like, Charlie XCX on it. Some Caroline Polachek. And that's what we're going to get into first. Actually, first, before the Caroline Polachek, we're going to do a song by Rami, which you might recognize her voice as. She is the lead singer of The XX, a group that I really love. I love the kind of like mellow electronic stuff. The producer, oh man, I'm forgetting his name right now, but he's done a bunch of stuff recently, including, I think he produced a track on Tyler, the Creator's Call Me If You Get Lost. I think he did Rise on that one, which is a great track. That's so cool to see them doing things on their own still. So this one's called She's On My Mind. It's a very fun pop song about having a crush on someone. And I think it tells a really nice story. So we have She's On My Mind by Rami, Hit Me Where It Hurts by Caroline Polachek, and then third up from my Escape Room Futuristic Wednesday Morning Day List is But Not Kiss by Faye Webster. So I'll be back in a few, but first, enjoy these songs.
Explain.
look in her eyes. She's leaning in, I guess she's saying goodnight. She said, I'm so tired of fighting.
notes,
but then forget.
All right, you guys, so that one was But Not Kiss by Faye Webster. Were any of those songs giving escape room? Because they weren't for me. If you're just now tuning in, those past three songs were from my, like, Spotify AI-created day list. And this is a Wednesday morning. I listen to escape room music. I don't know what that means. But those three songs are from that playlist, which I think is very funny. I've basically been talking about what I've been listening to this summer. And if I'm being honest, the reason why it's been so much of this, like, pre-made Spotify kind of stuff is because I haven't been listening to as much new music as I normally do. Normally, I'm really good about, like, every Friday, I'm going on my release radar, I'm listening to stuff. But, this summer, it was exciting stuff. I was doing some really cool research, but that meant reading a lot of data points. And for me, in the way my brain works, I can't listen to music with words while I'm reading stuff, or else it just all gets mixed up in my head. So I'm gonna be honest with you, I was listening to a lot of jazz. I was, like, debating whether or not I want to play one of my jazz songs on air, but we're kind of nearing the end of the hour, so another week. We can do a jazz week, maybe. We'll see. Maybe. Maybe around midterms. Maybe people want to study to that. Let me know. But I guess what else I've been listening to is I finally got into podcasts this summer. Normally, I don't find them that interesting. I can't get myself to listen to something for a whole hour. But I finally got into this one called Benchtopia. And it's so funny. It's, like, these two women who are just, like, sitting and saying stuff. They just say stuff. And I think it's really funny. I introduced one of my housemates to the show over the summer. And she loves it. And we've kind of changed our dialect a little bit because of the way that these people talk on their show. I highly recommend it. Some of their episodes are really well researched and some of them are not, and they're just as good. Like one of the not so well researched episodes, they're talking about how is glass made? And you know what? They're asking the big questions, because if sand is glass, then which came first? You know what I'm saying? Anyways, so they're also both singers. Really incredibly talented. And I also got into Eliza McLam over the summer, who's one of the co-hosts of the show. And she is releasing a new album soon. I actually don't have the date of that. I know earlier I was like, I love having the dates, like release dates ready to go. No, I lied again. I don't know. But this is just like a gut-wrenching song. I apologize in advance, but it's so beautiful. So this one's called Salt Circle. Before I play it, I just have to say, I think it is so funny that, you know, she co-hosts a podcast. That makes me laugh so much. Sometimes, like, I'm putting the dishes away in the kitchen and, like, I'm laughing out loud. Like, I hope no one else is home to, you know, so they don't think I'm a crazy person. And then she can write something as sad as this. So, anyways, here's Salt Circle by Eliza McLam.
Silence they observe and then detach. Oh, he says he admires me, but I know he wouldn't wanna be like that. Tender eyes, a soft warm palm, and I don't know how to deal with my anger yet. When I was younger, it cursed the thought of thinking all of them. I'm afraid of losing my mind, 'cause then I'd lose my place. Oh, nothing keeps me here as much as the sight of my own face. I'm always gonna feel it. I've spent enough time trying not to believe it. According to the witch on the street, trading braiding hair in your bedroom, I'll salt circle your brain if I have to. Doesn't feel quite right to call you a friend. When we take on new bodies, I will scour the earth to find you again. Body carrying an earthly burden, sitting in the grass, let the feeling turn into a friend. Something in the heart space keeps you waiting. Every little stone skipping on this lake leads to the end. Little body carrying an earthly burden. I'm always gonna feel it.
right, you guys. So that one was Salt Circle by Eliza McLam. Ouch. You know what I mean? Just ouch. As someone from Massachusetts, I really like the reference to Salem, Mass. That makes me very happy. Though I've yet to like go to Salem and have like my tarot read or my aura read. A few of the people I live with last year had that done, and they said it was a very good experience. And then they went to the Ouija board museum and said that was less of a good experience. But I've lived in Massachusetts my whole life, and I'm like, I don't buy into that stuff. Like, I don't want to pay money for people to, you know, read all like my tarot and stuff. But I don't know. If Eliza McLam could write a song that beautiful about it, then why not? Why can't I? All right, we're nearing the end of the hour. And I have a bunch of other songs queued up, but I think following that one, we got to do Prescription by Remy Wolf. So if you've been a longtime listener of the show, you know how much I adore Remy Wolf. I went to her concert last spring, spring before that, I believe. And I remember in May 2020, I was supposed to go and see her open for Benny, which is a crazy lineup, but obviously that got canceled. I love her album Juno. I've been listening to that one on repeat recently, even though it's not new. It's quite old at this point. But there's a newer single she put out over the summer, and I just like her voice is so, it's just so crazy in all of her songs, and this one she really like lets it rip, and it's awesome. She has so much power in her vocals. You'll see what I'm talking about if you haven't heard this one before. So, here's Prescription by Remy Wolf.
So All right, you guys.
You see what I'm talking about? Her voice is crazy. And I love it so much. Yeah, that one's Remy Wolf with Prescription. And yeah, I feel like it's also such a great song because she doesn't normally do kind of like, just kind of like upbeat, more like loving songs like that. And I really love it. Saying love so much. Oh man, we only got 2 minutes left. We'll see how much I can play before the next show. And once again, this is DJ AC of Indie Trash, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I've had a lot of fun this hour. I'm so happy to be back. So happy to, be back on air and figure out all the little quirks of the radio station. Though I will say, if there are any other DJs listening right now, we have a new keyboard. We have a new floor, so you won't hear me rolling back and forth. It's magical stuff. The board and ops team especially is doing amazing stuff. I say this as the Studio B coordinator. That's my job on the board. Nothing compared to what the rest of the crew is doing, making these big changes and putting in like a billion work orders. It really is incredible. All right, so we're just about to wrap up here. Thank you again for tuning in, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Let me get this going.